In the course of the 1990s and early 2000s, Josef Ratzinger sat down with a German journalist called Peter Zeewald, and they had a series of very lively conversations that covered a wide range of topics, mostly theological, about God, creation, redemption, the cross, last things, etc. And these edited conversations appeared as two books. One was called God and the World, the other was called Salt of the Earth, and I found them wonderful books. They're very rich, they're very deep, and no question seemed to be off limits, as Josef Ratzinger responded to all these concerns. And what's really most interesting is, Peter Zeewald, who's a well-known German journalist, began these conversations as a sort of unfocused agnostic. He ended them as a Catholic. It was precisely his confrontation, his dialogue with Ratzinger that led him to the faith, which I think is extraordinary. Well, just this past summer, summer of 2010, Zeewald sat down once more with Josef Ratzinger, but now he was not talking to the head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. He was talking to Pope Benedict XVI. And what's really wonderful is Ratzinger's elevation to Pope did not change significantly the dynamic. It was still a very lively conversation. Once again, nothing was off the table. Zeewald raised issues both theological and practical and moral, all sorts of things. And throughout, Ratzinger is just a model of the teacher's art. His answers are clear, they're concise, they're very insightful. And I'd say throughout, his tone is very calm and magisterial, you know, in the sense of a magister. He's a teacher. It's called Light of the World. As you probably know by now, the media has been focused on some particular issues, especially Benedict's comments on condom use. And I'm sure they'll continue to focus in on Islam and ecumenism and maybe some other particular issues. So I don't feel obliged to go into all those and to rehearse what's, you know, been said probably 1,000 times. What I want to focus on is what I think is the central theme that runs right through these interviews from beginning to end. And that is God. Josef Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI, is above all concerned about God and the centrality of God to the human conversation. Let me just quote directly from the interview. Pope Benedict says, "There are so many problems that all have to be solved, but that will not be solved unless God stands in the center and becomes visible again in the world." I would suggest that's the interpretive key to the entire book. We can address a lot of these issues, you know, politically and psychologically and sociologically, but they will not be addressed sufficiently until God is brought once again into the fore. Now, why is Pope Benedict so concerned about this? I would say above all because once God is marginalized or denied or set aside, then there is no fetter, there's no restriction to human freedom. And there is the great modern fantasy, that human freedom becomes so unlimited that it can basically determine itself. Once God, which is to say a measure of absolute truth, is removed from the conversation, there is no limit to human atrocity. There's no limit to what we can and might do. And that concerns Pope Benedict very deeply. In many ways, he's continuing a concern of his predecessor. Pope John Paul II wrote over and over again about the relationship between freedom and truth. On the more modern reading, truth is seen as the enemy of freedom. If there's some absolute truth that confronts my freedom is limited. And that explains why there's such hostility toward the truth in much of the modern discourse, and why advocates of the truth, such as the Church, are often seen as dangerous because they restrict freedom. But authentic freedom, John Paul and Benedict clearly see, is always correlated to the truth. It finds itself in the truth. It doesn't stand over and against truth, but truth illumines and directs freedom. Well, what's the ultimate truth? The truth about God. What's the absolute truth? The truth about God. And that's why freedom will find itself precisely in relationship to God. That's what Pope Benedict says over and over again. Let me give you another quote from the book. He says, I think our major task now is first of all to bring to light God's priority again. The important thing today is to see that God exists, that God matters to us, and that He answers us. And conversely, that if He's omitted, everything else might be as clever as can be, yet man then loses his dignity and authentic humanity. That's it. That's it. We are truly human. We find ourselves not in opposition to the truth, but precisely in surrender to it, in relationship to it. Benedict knows this can take a very explicit form in the New Atheism, the New Atheists who are aggressively going after the idea of God in the name of human freedom. But it can also take a more indirect form in what he calls the practical atheism of much of Western secular society, where we live and act and think as though there is no God, as though God doesn't matter. What happens then is a collapse of the authentically human. That's what's bothering him, I think, most of all. Something he quotes or comments upon that I found really helpful, he says, during the Enlightenment, so beginning in the 17th century and then moving up very much to the present day, there was a huge stress placed on knowledge, growth in knowledge. And there has been this steady increase in knowledge, especially in the sciences. Concomitantly, there's been a stress on power. Go back to Francis Bacon and René Descartes, who said, knowledge is power. The more you know about the world, the more you can control it, the more you can manipulate it. Knowledge and power are emphasized, and they have been steadily increasing. But what's missing from it, Ratzinger says, Pope Benedict says, is a stress upon the ethical, the moral, the good. Yes, we have a lot more knowledge. We have a lot more power. But what do we do with it? What's the right thing to do with it? We will only know that when we know the deep truths about ourselves and finally the deep truth about God. Without God, then our knowledge and power will be used for nefarious purposes. And Pope Benedict, like John Paul II, says, look at the last century if you want to see evidence of it, when our knowledge and power were used in decisively unethical, immoral ways. We need, he says, a new enlightenment that focuses on the ethical, the moral, and that means ultimately upon God. You know, his great intellectual hero is St. Augustine of Hippo. And Augustine wrote that wonderful book called The City of God, in which he sees history as a battle between two types of love. The city of man is basically self-love. It's freedom turned in on itself. The city of God is a city based upon the love of a transcendent good. History is best seen, now it's a complex thing, but you can see it as a fundamental struggle between these two construals of freedom, between these two types of love, the city of God and the city of man. What worries Pope Benedict is the dominance of the city of man, that this type of love, self-love, has become predominant. I think what it comes down to for Papa Ratzinger, for Pope Benedict XVI, is that God must again come to the center of our preoccupations. God is what it's about. He speaks of God. He insists upon God. He places God back in the center. Finally, for him, everything else is commentary.